This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado voters rejected three statewide initiatives in yesterday's election that would have raised the sales tax for marijuana, cut the tax rate for some types of properties, and given the legislature more authority over spending. Voters in Denver rejected a bond measure that would have raised $190 million for a new venue at the National Western Complex. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez says it's not clear what will happen now.
I haven't heard of what the plan B would be if voters rejected this bond measure. It's actually very uncommon for Denver voters to reject bond measures in the city. Going back maybe 40 years, there's only been a handful of examples.
Denverite's Esteban Hernandez. Arena opponents argued it would do little to benefit people in that historically disadvantaged part of Denver. A nearly 400-acre ranch in central Colorado is now preserved. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
The Pridemore Ranch in Chaffee County runs along the Collegiate Peaks scenic and historic byway near Salida. It's been a working ranch since the late 19th century. As part of the deal, the land and water rights are secured, which means it won't be developed. In a statement, Great Outdoors Colorado says the ranch will continue to preserve the agricultural, ecological, and scenic landscape for generations. The ranch is private, but the public has access to fishing along the Arkansas River through a lease with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The Denver Film Festival starts today. The festival's 44th running will screen more than 100 feature films and host panels and special events for the next 11 days at venues around the city. Fans headed to Aspen for the X Games in January will have to show they're fully vaccinated and wear a mask indoors when they're not eating or drinking. Last year's games were closed to spectators because of the pandemic. This is CPR News and KRCC.